Well, that was awfully, that was a beautiful song by Faith. Thank you so much. Listen, friends, as promised last week, I have chosen this week's sermon topic from the good old sermon suggestion box. Now, one of the main challenges of the sermon suggestion box is praying that the sermon topic will be relevant for all who choose to worship with Green Forest United Methodist Church. That means not only people who are sitting in the pews on Sunday, but also those of you who are viewing online. So today, I want you to know everyone is going to probably experience this morning's topic in different ways and even on different levels. But I think it is safe to say that all of us have or will have the shared experience of grieving over a loss and find relevance in seeking God's presence during those times. So to be precise, this sermon suggestion I pulled from the sermon suggestion box is this. This is what it read. What is God's view of grieving over lost pets? What is God's view of grieving over lost pets? Now, if you are a pet lover and a loss, and you've experienced the loss of a pet, maybe one of those pets that was a loyal friend or a source of comfort during hard times, or even that constant tag-along buddy that made every step with you wherever you went, then you can readily identify with this person's feelings and the loss of their pet. But for those who may not be pet lovers, I would invite you this morning to seek through this sermon how you can be present for others that are experiencing loss and grief. I mean, we are called as brothers and sisters of Christ to be supportive in times of grief and sadness, regardless of our understanding or our ability to identify with their situation. Now, I think we can all agree that when a loved one dies, one typically puts part of their life on hold to mourn. And while I understand that animals are not the same as humans, I do not think that animals are any less important to God. And let me tell you why. Because if you look in Holy Scripture, we know that all of creation, all the animals that were created, are part of God's divine creation. And we know from Scripture that not a single sparrow falls to the ground without God's knowledge, as recorded in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. God also reminds us that every animal of the forest is mine, Scripture says, and the cattle on a thousand hills, as recorded in Psalms 50, verse 10. So to begin to understand God's view of grieving over lost pets would demand of us to try and understand how God feels about pets dying. Now, I think our animals in general. And I think, first and foremost, we must understand that the death of animals, just like all death, is a result of sin. I mean, just as humans suffer from sickness and death, all of creation, every living and breathing creature, experiences the same curse brought by human sin entering into the world. What was once a beautiful and fearless coexistence has forever been altered. And the Bible does paint for us a vivid imagery of what the new heaven and the new earth will look like. Listen to these words from Isaiah. He says, "The wolf will lie with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. And they will never harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Isaiah 11, 6 through 9. Now, you might be surprised to know, friends, that while many Christian apologists will teach that animals do not go to heaven because they do not have a soul, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, which eventually birthed the United Methodist Church, he preached otherwise. In his sermon, The Great Deliverance, Wesley argues that God, in his moral perfection, owes redemption to the animals since they had no hand in their suffering, as one theologian states. He goes on to say, for God to redeem only humanity and not the rest of creation would be an injustice on God's part. So let me be clear this morning. I've not ever spoken personally to the person who added this topic to the sermon suggestion box about this topic. But if this individual this morning is wondering, will God have their animal in heaven? Look, I don't know. But I will go on record saying this. I believe that the promise of what awaits in the new heaven and the new earth will have the same components of creation detailed in the Garden of Eden in the creation story. That means not only will we have constant communion with God, friends, that means there will be also a tree of life, the beauty of creation, and the joy of relationships between animal life and humanity absent of fear and survival instincts. So to fully answer the topic of God's view of grief over a lost pet, I believe to answer this to the best of my ability, one would have to actually examine the sentence. So this means to me that the focus is not so much about the loss of the pet as much as it is about God's response to us when we are grieving, regardless of the cause. So where is it that you go? Where is it that you go in Scripture to be reminded of God's comfort in your times of grief? For me, one of the richest places to turn to is the book of Matthew, especially chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Dave, would you please place those verses on the screen for us? And I want to encourage you at home to read these verses along with me. Verse 28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You know, it's our tradition here at Green Forest United Methodist Church to conclude each scripture reading saying, this is the word of God for the people of God, and I'll respond, thanks be to God. Would you please join me in a short prayer? Lord God, I do come today, and I know, Lord, there are many who may be watching that are struggling with some form of grief. Grief is not always represented by death. Sometimes grief is even experienced in the loss of property, the loss of a mate or a spouse, the loss of a child moving from home to college. So, Lord, I just ask those who are watching today that you'll minister to each one, touching their hearts in ways that they will not only experience that rest that the Scripture talks about, but they will experience your peace and your renewed hope. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, now many times in my career as a pastor, I've heard this passage used to encourage folks to make a profession of faith in Christ. And don't get me wrong. I believe when a person is sick and tired of being sick and tired, one can turn to the Lord and He will give them rest. But I do not believe that the Lord is singularly focused when He extends this invitation. Rather, anytime, now hear me, anytime mind and your hearts are raw, we are invited to lay our burdens down before Him. And God responds to our struggles, our needs, our pain, and yes, even our grief. I mean, remember over in John chapter 11 when Jesus was told that Lazarus, his friend, had died? What did he do? He walked right into the town of Bethany to meet the grieving sisters of Lazarus. Now, friends, I want you to know something. That's just not part of the narrative of the story. That's something that should speak to you and me today, that to let us know that Jesus, just as he walked into the grief of Lazarus' sisters, Jesus walks into our grief as well. I mean, Jesus is the doctor of the soul and the body. And when we're grieving, our God will join us in our grief. And I say this with confidence, because these verses we just read assure us that the Lord is not simply a silent bystander. His presence is always accompanied with an invitation. And this invitation is one of comfort for our broken heart. An invitation to allow God Himself to minister to the deep pain within one's soul. So let me go back to the question. How does God view one's grief over a loss of a pet? I believe He does so with the same compassion of the one who is grieving over the loss of a human loved one. Now, I know that some folks are going to push against that idea, but as children of God, all of our hurts and pains matter to God. The emotions of our heart affect the heart of God. To dismiss this understanding is to dismiss or reduce how passionately God genuinely loves us. I mean, let me pose a question for thought with you this morning. If Holy Scripture tells us that God never leaves us nor forsakes us, then why would we believe that a time of grief over an animal would result in anything different? I mean, God knows our feelings, and He cares when life's hurts come upon us. Every time life has you to that point where you think you cannot make another step, you can't bear another sorrow or overcome another burdensome circumstance, Jesus responds with the invitation of supplying the rest we need with the grace to strengthen us and the yoke to guide us through all of life's experiences. And friends, I'm going to tell you something. That's good news. That is great news. You know why? Because grief and mourning are an experience that is common to all of us. We will all lose someone or something we love sometime, somehow. But thankfully, there are many scriptures that remind us of God's faithfulness in our times of mourning. Those passages that speak about those times of mourning do not come with an asterisk. These numerous descriptions of mourning referenced in Scripture are there to assure us that through it all, God is faithful. God is faithful to each one of us who leans as passionately into Him as we lean passionately into our grief. So today, when our service is over and you return home, I want to encourage you to take the time to hug your kitty or your dog or your horse, or as you drive along the roadways considering the sparrows and the cows, think about how precious they are to God. The sheer gratifying love we give and receive from animals offers us a picture of and a portal into the infinite graciousness, love of God. The gratuitous love of God. Our pets can bring the gift of joy of this day when they display the beauty of creation or make us laugh, or even when they seem to love us more deeply and passionately than any human has ever loved us. I read an article here just a few days ago that stated animals show us what our own fragility looks like before God. When we mourn these special creatures, we taste, he says, I think, a bit of God's sorrow over us and our own human frailty. You know, when we love humans, we love them as equals, right? But when we love an animal, we bring with that love all the might and grace of one, both in and above the world of that creature. It's like the love that God has for us with all the joy and grief that we bring Him. So I want to answer this question by saying, what is God's view about grieving over the loss of a pet? Anytime one of us lose that kind of loving experience, I think it's something to grieve about. And I think God would agree with me as well. I offer this to you this morning in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.